The Sunday Rubs.
I don't know.
Get off the fence. Here
I
am, stuck in the middle
with you. I reckon we might have just found our Amy Klangers there, Noodles.
Yeah, yeah, just the producer.
Okay. You can choose one or the other here. You got to get off the fence. On the back of the fact the Lakers look like they could well go into another final seven game and get all the way, and LeBron may win another title. I'll start with you, Jay-Z. You're our basketball man, but everyone needs to give me an answer till we run out of time on this. LeBron or Jordan?
Jordan's the better player.
Jordan.
Easily Jordan.
Jordan.
Okay. Judd or Dangerfield, Ducky boy?
Ooh. Judd.
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 I think, was Juddy a better kick? Is that fair? Is that the distinguishing attribute?
He could butcher it, though.
They're both in the same. They both could let a balloon ball off.
Juddy used to power out of the clearance with the two hands on the front of the ball. That was the, I'd love it. He always used to, very hard to do. That's
what about you, Harry?
Judd. Because you have to work with him on Friday.
I tell you what, though, it's a good question.
It's a tough one.
Yeah,
he was on Friday night, and he started chipping Juddy about the fact he lived in an $8 million house, and then Judd chipped him because he'd only had one brown line. They don't count to your 1-2. According to our man Chris, Federer or Nadal or the Joker.
Federer
might end up with more titles in the end. Where are you going, Ross?
Federer for me.
Federer for you, Doug?
Federer.
Federer.
Federer, Howie.
Okay.
Yep.
Ponting or Smith?
Ponting.
Oh, gee whiz. I'm going to take Smithy, I think.
Smith.
Ponting.
Okay.
What do you think, Howie? You're in love with both of them.
Ponting.
He's got to do it. Smith's got to do it for longer.
Oh, just because he was more aesthetically pleasing. Ricky Ponting playing a pull shot off the front foot.
Doesn't matter how you get there. Just
but he's got to do it for longer. Ponting
did it
for a long,
longer
period.
That's exactly right. Now, I'm going to start with you here. Now, this is called off the fence, Duck. You can't sit on the fence. Bruce or Brian?
Oh, easy. Bruce.
Oh, gee. That'll get back. That'll get back. Where are you going, Ross?
BT knows I love Bruce.
I can't argue with the Duck, Bruce.
Okay.
Bruce.
This could be unanimous.
No, I will, despite his grumpiness at times, which
is... No, I love BT, but...
I don't start squaring up now.
He used to... He can. He has
just one word, mate.
To frighten and intimidate a journalist. Like, no, man. But I will go Bruce. Brian. Because of the energy in the call.
You intimidated yourself.
He just said
I did.
Bruce.
I psyched out myself, then, didn't I?
Because he's your love
and
man.
And Howie, what are you?
Oh, Bruce. Pendlebury or Buckley, because he's your man?
Pendlebury's been top three in their best and fairest. This will be his 12th time in 15 years.
I used to be Buckley. This question's been around for a while. I, in the last 12 months, have changed to Pendlebury.
One reason and one reason only. Buckley kicks goals. Pendlebury doesn't, if you have a look at the stat sheet. So, for me, Buckley.
He just sets them up. I thought we asked this question the other week.
Well, we might have, but come
we
on.
We did.
I reckon I've shifted as well. I was a Buck Pendlebury.
Ben or Max King? Now, that is a difficult one.
I can't tell the difference between them anyway.
Stephen.
They're the same.
I haven't seen enough of them playing, Howie, so I'll just say King.
Okay. King it is. McGrath, Ross, or DK Lilly?
Not even in doubt. Lily.
Lily.
Legend.
Yeah, well, I grew up with Lily, so I'd say Lily, but McGrath was just so consistent.
Took a lot more wickets, Glenn McGrath.
Yeah, just
who would you rather be?
Better bowler, but I think Dennis Lilly with the chain and the hair and the chest and the buttons all the way down. Dennis Lilly.
Bay 13.
McGrath, the unnerving consistency.
If you had to choose, if you could walk in the footsteps, who would you choose?
No, you'd be Dennis, wouldn't you? Yeah. Yes. With the chain and the hair in. Yeah, absolutely.
I think he had a better time when he played cricket in the day.
What do you mean by that, Brownie?
No, it was just an easier time to be a cricketer, yeah.
Rioli. Rioli, as in Cyril, Brownie, or Eddie Betts? Prime small forwards.
Eddie Betts.
Oh, Cyril. Yep.
Cyril.
I think Eddie Betts has had clearly the longevity, so the better all-round career, not the premierships. and you look at the premierships and people get seduced by them. But as, if you take looking at them as individuals, I think Eddie.
Final one for you, and it hurts me to actually even have to ask this question, but I have been ruminating on this for a couple of weeks now. I'll start with you, Brownie. Victoria or Queensland?
Victoria.
Victoria.
Context?
Victoria or Queensland? Where would you rather be?
Queensland.
Queensland. That's the easiest question. Why would you say Victoria, you nimrods?
Well, because that's how
is
they
it
feel.
Right now. Or
no,
a ring of steel to keep us in.
It's an open question, Victoria or Queensland? So we've got two Victoria and two Queensland, so I got the holding vote. This is what I've been thinking.
Yeah.
I think Queensland.
You're out.
I think I'm with you blokes.
Are you thinking of moving?
I'm thinking of moving.
With who?
Well, hopefully she comes. That'd be good.
Dictator, that'd be happy.
Well, at least you will be allowed out of your house.
Well, it's a salient point.
How are you talking about? Are you serious here? You're leaving Melbourne, eh?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying, I think a lot of people in Melbourne are looking at what's happening in Queensland.
Gold Coast
thinking,
or Sunshine Coast?
Oh, Sunshine.
Sunshine Coast. Yeah, oh, we're in Noosa. Too many bogans on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, no, it's a Noosa. Gold
Coast.
If you live on... hey, Ross.
Yeah, you are. Duck's Gold Coast.
If you live on the Gold Coast...
No, I'll see you up there, Duck.
You're on the run.
You're on the run if
you live
on the
Coast. Brownie and me in Noosa and Clarkie's more your sort of... Maroochydore. He doesn't quite have the coin to slide up the Noosa even though he wants to get there, Brownie.
I was born in Tweedit.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's my problem with Noosa. I need $5 million to buy a house there, so I probably